Welcome to Outside the Box. Feeling good about these positive ideas. Today's topic is yes to better health options. Coming up with better options for healthcare in the U.S. isn't hard. We pay more for healthcare than any other country, get less for it than many, and don't even cover every person. A lot of U.S.ers go to Canada, Mexico, and many other countries to get good service for much, much less. So we should look elsewhere for better models. But universal health care should be a minimum standard. Let's start with the purpose of health care. It should not just be to take care of one's health problems, but primarily to promote long-term well-being through preventative care for every person. Effective and accessible care, promoting long-term excellent health, should be the goal for every resident, not just those who can afford it. Mental and physical health are both necessary. Utilizing villages and communities to support everyone living good and healthy lives should be a priority. Right now, the healthcare system where I live is understaffed and struggling financially to survive, with many left out and some dying prematurely. Here's an option. Despite severe economic woes, Greece, led by healthcare workers, has initiated what they call solidarity health clinics, especially for immigrants and refugees who are not covered otherwise by Greece's health care system. All services are free. Donations pay for costs. All staff are involved in clinic decisions, which are made by consensus. These clinics are seen as both a supplement to the existing Greek system, but also as a better way to provide health care so people eventually learn to take care of themselves. Mali, in the north of sub-Saharan Africa, has expanded health clinic use through a model called health mutuals, where subscribers pay regular monthly fees for whatever services they need, whether they go to a doctor 10 times that month or not at all. Begun in 1996, over 100 of these health mutuals exist throughout the country, serving an estimated 35,000 people. The government is now supporting these mutuals as well, recognizing the benefits to its population. A few similar businesses exist in the U.S. also. The Philippines is now tackling sexuality education in a big way, despite its traditional Catholic religious orientation. Thanks to an almost two-decade-long legislative struggle, the Reproductive Health and Parenthood Act of 2012 requires access to maternal health, contraception, and sex education. Despite opposition from some religious groups, the Unitarian Universalist Church in the Philippines is sponsoring sexuality workshops that are language and culture specific. The process of broadening Filipino youth's understanding of sexuality has at least begun. And two other ideas. One is to provide access to unpatented new drugs and vaccines at no cost, such as the one Jonas Salk provided when he developed a polio vaccine in 1955. Sort of like open-source computer software. There are many drugs that should be available for just the cost of production, nothing more, or for free. And second idea, socialized drug manufacturing by governments, call it public pharma, rather than leaving production and profits to private companies. Cuba, for example, has patented all its drugs publicly since 1960. Skip the cost for marketing, which for-profit companies spend half their money on, and use funds instead for more research, currently only 20%. That could lower drug costs and make healthcare much more affordable and successful. Let's have medicine for wellness and the common good, not for profit. These are a few healthcare ideas to say yes to. What do you say yes to when needing healthcare? Is it available to everyone? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to take care of my body every day, not always successfully.